Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Unapologetically old-fashioned, Disney's live-action adaptation of Cinderella is a sweet-natured, visually dazzling treat for young girls and all the family members who will tag along with them. Lily James, best known as Lady Rose from TV's Downton Abbey, makes for a lovely girl of the cinders, and Kate Blanchett, who can do no wrong, is her gloriously toxic stepmother. While it's more than a bit maudlin and the pace occasionally drags, Kenneth Branagh's sincere version of the classic fairy tale has a lot of heart and humor, and the production values are top-notch. It's hard to dislike a movie whose mantra is, have courage and be kind. Take the kids and the Kleenex. I can't imagine a movie any less like Cinderella than the sleazy and ultra-violent crime thriller Run All Night. Liam Neeson plays a hitman for a New York Irish mob who tries to protect his innocent son, Joel Kinnaman, from being knocked off by Liam's former boss, played by Ed Harris. Ed employs another professional killer, played by Common, to take both of them out. There are some showy directorial flourishes that give the movie a bit of style, and the cast is well above grade for the material. But it all seems very familiar and a bit awkward, sort of like a 70s grindhouse movie you remember in a dream. The 2 hours you spend seeing Run All Night might seem like all night. Also opening this week, Ballet 422 is a documentary peek at the world of professional ballet, focusing on the creation of the New York City Ballet's 422nd original piece. Red Army is a documentary about the Soviet Union's Cold War hockey dynasty. And The Salvation is a violent Western revenge tale starring Mads Mikkelsen and Ava Green. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.